Another arrest of believers in Eritrea points to a threat. Christians band together to get much-requested scriptures to Hurricane Katrina victims, and world Christian leaders gather in the U.S. for a summit. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Eritrea. While news of Hurricane Katrina's devastation took center stage, continued whispers of the persecution of Christians were lost. Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says the recent arrest of a wedding party has revealed a truth that may threaten the unity of the church in Eritrea.
There seems to be increasingly informers within the church or who are connected with the church that are tipping the authorities off about church activities. We have to remember that the Eritrean security was trained by the East German Stasi, who were experts at recruiting informers from within religious groups.
When asked what can be done to help the persecuted church in Eritrea, Penner says physical aid isn't the answer.
We can be trying to get aid into the country, but the fact of the matter is it's extraordinarily difficult. So right now, the biggest thing that people can be doing is praying for the Eritrean believers, writing to our governments, protesting what has been going on with religious minorities in Eritrea, and letting the Eritrean government themselves know.
Next, Compassion International, in cooperation with International Bible Society, is distributing 180,000 copies of The Survivors to children affected by Hurricane Katrina. The Survivors is an interactive scripture booklet specifically designed to help children deal with crisis and loss. The booklet's available in both English and Spanish. It's being distributed to churches and others working with survivors. Pray that God will use the survivors to bring these little ones to Himself. You're listening to Mission Network News. Delegates from 35 nations will gather in the United States October 10th through the 13th for the International Summit for Church Leaders, sponsored by Global Advance. Global Advance's David Shibley explains what the summit's all about.
This summit is actually delegate-driven. There are large amounts of time that will be given in these days to open-ended prayer and discussion concerning world evangelization, concerning strategies for reaching yet unreached peoples.
This event is held every 3 years to honor Christian leaders who are at the forefront of the missions movement in Creative Access Nations.
We believe that these men, who are very capable, very anointed for the fulfilling of the Great Commission, need to be speaking to us on how we can better serve them. So we believe this is a new missions paradigm.
Pray that these delegates will be encouraged and that new strategies can be developed to lead the lost to Christ. Meanwhile, more than 6 million people around the world use sign language, 500 unique heart languages. That's how they talk to their friends, family, and God. But it's a language largely ignored by Bible translators. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says they're doing something about it.
We've been working to create some local studios in different countries around the world where unique sign languages are being signed. And recently we sent a team to Costa Rica to help complete work on a video studio so that sign language translation could be done in that location.
Wycliffe plans to invest $150,000 in a series of local studios to produce sign language scripture on DVD and video. Smith tells us why.
When we see somebody who's perhaps from Costa Rica, we'd think, well, they're signing in Spanish. Well, that's not true. What they're signing in is sign language, which has its own unique expressions,
which moves them at the heart level. And SIM is celebrating 100 years of ministry in Malawi. Today, the churches they partnered with are still active in reaching still unreached areas in the north and east. Specifically, SIM is reaching the Yao people with the love of Christ. The tribe, nominal Muslims, are receptive to new ideas, and SIM is praying for more workers to serve them. The team also provides leadership training and theological education for church leaders in Blantyre and Lilongwe. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. That's Beyond the Gates of Splendor at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.